Michigan's foster care system has had a troubled history. A lawsuit filed against the state in 2006 alleged Department of Human Services policies had compromised the safety and well-being of children under state care. In 2008, the state was put under a federal court monitor until it made substantial reforms to its foster care system. Michigan has made some strides since then, and legislators are hoping to make additional improvements with bills currently making their way through the State House and Senate. Advocates say that legislation is a good start, but that the state still has a long way to go. Here to talk to us about what changes they want to see for Michigan's foster care system, State Senator Rick Jones of Grand Ledge, welcome back.
Thank you.
And Matt Gillard, CEO of the advocacy group Michigan's Children. Matt, welcome back.
Thank you.
I want to delay this important discussion 1 minute and ask you, Rick Jones, about Attorney General Schuette's decision to investigate the Flint water crisis. He says he wants to determine whether any state laws were broken leading up to the public health emergency. Is an investigation by the Attorney General appropriate?
As a former sheriff, I say absolutely. If, and I say if, there was a state employee that did something inappropriate, covered something up, they should be prosecuted. And I will support the Attorney General in that procedure.
Critics are saying the governor has not been transparent enough. Do you know enough about this to tend to agree or disagree?
I really can't say because I wasn't privy to what the governor was told. I can tell you the minute the Senate knew there was a problem, we passed a bill, we got money coming, we are building a pipeline from Lake Huron to bring pure, fresh Lake Huron water to Flint. And if there's additional money needed to coat the pipes or to remove the pipes, that will be appropriated too.
Let's move on to this important discussion involving foster care here and foster children here in Michigan. Matt, first off, how many foster kids are there in Michigan?
Right around 13,500 currently.
13,500. The state's child welfare system, as I mentioned, has come under intense scrutiny in the past decade or so. And it's been making progress on reforms mandated by the federal government. Could you talk to us a little bit about what improvements you have seen so far?
Well, we have seen some more attention certainly paid, and I think the lawsuit was unfortunate in an unfortunate period of history for the state in that regard. But really what it did is it brought this issue to the forefront, to the attention of the department that was in the previous administration. The current administration has continued to make some improvements, but we still have a ways to go. From an advocacy perspective, we've struggled really to get a lot of legislators to pay attention or to focus on this issue. For one, it's really federal money. Michigan is one of the few states that doesn't invest any state money really into our foster care system. And for that reason, it just hasn't been on the radar screen, despite the lawsuit and despite the challenges for a lot of legislators. We've really changed that in the last couple of years. We've got some legislators that have personal experience with the foster care system. And we've been really pushing hard to, create opportunities and forums for kids and families that are involved in the foster care system to meet directly with legislators and policymakers and talk about some of the issues they're facing, and to look together to find some solutions. And we're seeing some success with that.
And Rick Jones, you are one of the sponsors of several bills that are making their way through the State House and Senate right now that would make these very changes. Can you talk to us about what some of these changes might look like?
Yes. First, I'd like to say one of my children has taken in some 25 different foster kids. I've become the foster grandpa. So I have a lot of experience dealing with troubled youth, actually driving them to school or to swim practice or wherever they needed to go. One of the things I noticed, one of the key things, is you never want to separate siblings. If they are separated, you should have frequent visitation. They need to keep that bond. And so that's what my legislation would do, is to ensure that we keep that bond with the children. It'd be mandated. Also, another portion of my bill package would ensure that the children keep contact with the biological parent while they're going through their rehab or whatever issue they have, as long as the parent is not dangerous to the child. For example, in the case of a pedophile or something, somebody that attacked their own children.
What do you make of those two key points,
I think,
Matt?
Those are great places to start, or great pieces of a broader discussion that we're having around foster care. I think we hear from kids all the time that the connections with siblings is very important, and one of the biggest challenges they face is when they are separated from their siblings and remaining not being allowed to remain in contact with them. So I think these are great pieces of legislation.
In the past, there's been a tendency to separate siblings?
I don't know that there's been a tendency, but there certainly hasn't been a focus or a commitment to trying to keep them together.
Gotcha.
And I think Senator Jones's bill certainly would strengthen that requirement from the state and others that we should be doing all we can to keep kids together.
Some of this legislation is designed to bring Michigan into compliance with federal standards. Is that right, Rick Jones?
Well, my legislation, no, it was for more specific problems. I don't believe it was to bring us into any standard that we're not currently meeting, but I want to ensure that no new director will change policy in the future. And I have had experience, got a call at night, one of my children that takes in the foster kids, and they had four kids. Their father had murdered their mom and then taken his own life. And so we had four traumatized kids. And so the state said, can you take two? And we took all four, because you should never separate them if you don't have to. So kept them in school, kept them in the plays that they were in and the swim practice or working at McDonald's, whatever they were doing. And those kids continued to be A-B students because we kept that bond.
Mm. Well, Matt, what kind of difference do you see this package of bills in the legislature? What kind of difference do you see them making in the state if they're passed?
Well, one of the things, I think what you were referring to earlier, one of the other bills in the package is what we call, or what's termed, a foster care children's bill of rights, foster children's bill of rights. And this is in reference to a federal requirement. And so, that's a bill that's been talked about a lot, is actually moving through the House right now, is passed out of committee. And it's basically essentially codifying a lot of what the department has already implemented in regards to the lawsuit and some issues that they were facing. But it is what it's titled. It's a foster child bill of rights. So it's providing rights to kids in the foster care system. And as Senator Jones said, I mean, the important part of this, even though it's mostly codifying what's already, in current practice, it makes sure that the department will not be able to change that in the future without legislative oversight. You know, that's one example. A lot of other things we're talking about is what we're doing with kids as they transition out of foster care, right? So we have a system in place where we have one set of rules or one program to handle kids when they turn up to age 18. There's additional federal money available for kids through age 21, but that's a different funding stream. There's oftentimes a fiscal cliff created there or a temporary gap in supports and services for these kids as they transition from 18 to 21. That puts them in a very difficult position when they're relying on federal assistance to be able to move on to college. We have a lot of involvement from our higher ed programs right now in really looking to help kids in the foster care system be successful in higher education, but getting them there is a challenge.
Matt Gillard is CEO of the advocacy group Michigan's Children. State Senator Rick Jones of Grand Ledge also joins us. We're talking about proposed legislation to improve the state's foster care system. Michigan's Children held a series of forums last year where kids who've spent time in foster care, as well as their caretakers, were able to offer feedback on their experience with the system. What did you hear from them? What was your takeaway regarding their challenges they're still facing, despite whatever progress we've made?
Yeah, so a couple of things. So we did a couple of forums with kids, and put kids in front of policymakers talking about their issues, and we did one with families that are in the system. But what we heard consistently from the kids were challenges about siblings, being separated from their siblings, which I think Senator Jones's bill will address. But we also heard a lot of challenges through the education system. A lot of these kids are bounced from school to school to school, really through no fault of their own, because the placements aren't consistent and they're moved around. And it's very difficult for them, even the ones that are successful or would be successful in school, to matriculate enough credits to continue to move on in their educational careers. And so, we heard stories from kids who have been to 15, 16 schools in less than 3 years. That's not a recipe for success in our educational system. So those are examples of some of the things that we hear from kids. And then we also hear, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of the issues about transitioning out of the system and what happens when they turn 18.
Senator Jones, talk to us about funding here. I guess there's federal money in play, but where is the state right now with regard to funding the child welfare system?
I think there could be more dollars in that area. I certainly think we need more money in mental health. But there are some wonderful organizations out there like Western University that have stepped up to the plate, and a child can go to college there with funding, with help.
Western Michigan? Yeah.
Western Michigan University.
We're hearing about more consensus. Where does the consensus start to fray? Is there an issue where the lines a line starts to get drawn?
I think the funding issue is a critical piece, right? So I think we have a real bipartisan group of legislators committed at this point to looking at the issues and to talking about foster care issues. Right now, we're really focusing on the policy avenues and where we can fix policy to make things better for the kids and the families. When we start to talk about the funding issues and what it's really going to take to help make these kids be successful, that's where we're going to see, as we do with most issues that we deal with, that's where you're going to see the divergence of opinions.
Where are you on increased funding, Senator Jones?
If the money exists, I certainly want to put it into the future of Michigan's children. That's critical.
We found out yesterday there's some excess at the state revenue estimating conference.
Yes,
that's always a good
temporarily
a good thing.
There is excess, but I can tell you that there's plenty of debts that the state has that we have to keep funding. So it's not like we've come into $500 million all of a sudden. We have a lot of debt that has to be taken care of. And, of course, we want to take care of Flint, and we have a Detroit public school issue coming up. All those things take a lot of money.
What kind of discussion do you anticipate in terms of how these dollars get spent?
Well, every lobbyist in town will be there with their hand out saying, give me, give me. But I'm assured that the governor and the Senate are going to look very seriously at where we need to put this, not on some program that perhaps we can't fund next year.
What we would add to that, just to add to that, Mark, what Michigan's children would add to that is, I mean, these are 13,500 kids that are in the state's care through no fault of their own. These are kids that have experienced traumatic situations, many of them in their life, and are now, you know, in the state's care. And there's a responsibility and obligation that we as a state have to make sure that we're doing all that we can to provide them a path to success.
I wish we had more time. This is a big, rich topic. How many separate bills are in this package of bills?
Well, I have three. And
there's three bills in the House as well.
The House.
So there's six bills total at this time.
Okay. We'll keep an eye on them. What's the timetable? Are these moving quickly?
Mine are through the Senate, and they're in the House, ready to go.
Yeah, okay. And the bills, the three that started in the House have moved out of committee before break, and we expect them to move through the House floor soon.
Okay. Busy time at the state capitol. Glad you could make time to join us. Senator Rick Jones, Matt Gillard of Michigan's Children.
Thanks,
also
sir.
With us
Thanks
today.
For
Good
us.
Luck to both of you. Happy New Year.
Thank you.